Session 76, August 3, 1964. Reading from the early sessions, Book 2 of the Seth material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, I will now begin the session. I will explain in due time the circumstances surrounding your house, or if you prefer, I will go into them this evening. Rob, it doesn't matter. I thought any additional material on expectations might help explain the house situation. Seth, I will then begin with a short treatise concerning the importance of expectation, not only in the construction of physical objects from inner data, but also in the importance played by expectation in the actual sifting of inner data that is received, and in the importance of expectation in the interpretation of inner data after the sifting process has been carried about. Rob, do you mean carried out? Seth, carried about. Expectation, perhaps more than any other quality, characterizes the individual and represents the innermost aspects of his personality. It is the framework for his physical constructions, and more than atoms and molecules, it represents the psychic building blocks from which his constructions will be erected. We have already spoken of psychic constructions, and we have said that physical shapes are built into inner psychic frameworks. Emotions, then, in their own realm, unperceived by the outer senses, have their own solidity, shape, and it is from these that your expectations are formed. The emotions, indeed, do form the expectations, and it is not the other way around. A physical object can be manipulated, so can the emotions be manipulated. So can they be combined into various shapes and psychic constructions. A man's expectations are the result of his emotional heritage and his own ability to understand and manipulate that heritage. If he manipulates that heritage well, then his expectations will work for him. The emotions are to be used and enjoyed as psychic building blocks. There is no law, however, stating that a man cannot instead throw these blocks to the wind and hope that when they fall down they might possibly fall into a castle. Again, expectations are not only vital in the formation of physical constructions, but they also determine what inner data of all available will be received by the individual. And then the individual interprets the data in terms of the same expectations. The core of individuality, then, is the individual's expectations. For he will truly get what he wants, individually and collectively. If a man wants to change his fate, desire is not enough, but expectation is. Desire may grow into expectation, but alone it is not enough. Expectation is actually the main trigger that switches inner data into the realm of physical construction. Without it, no physical construction results. This is extremely valuable information, particularly concerning the part played by expectation in the sifting of available data. Expectation is somewhat influenced also by past existences, and yet not enough to be binding upon the present personality. An expectation of danger will indeed create danger. An expectation of success will create success. This is put very simply, and yet there is nothing in practical terms more valid, since expectation has behind it the motivating force of the personality and utilizes on a subconscious level strong abilities and comprehensions. Expectation is the force, then, that triggers psychic realities into physical construction. I suggest your first break. Rob notes, break 926. Jane was dissociated as usual. She delivered the above material with quite a few pauses and appeared to be choosing her words carefully. She resumed in the same manner at 9:32. Seth, in your physical field, and this limitation is important, in your physical field, truths are often caused by or are the result of expectations worked out. Therefore, if you believe, for example, that excellent artists must be poverty-stricken, then this will be a part of your overall expectation framework. And for you, it will indeed be and exist as a truth. If you become wealthy, you would then be in danger of losing your ability, Since in your realm of expectation ability of this nature and wealth do not exist simultaneously. To protect your ability, then, you would rigorously fight to retain your poverty. If another man, for example, does not believe that artistic talent of high degree cannot exist side by side with wealth, then your truth is not his truth, and he is not threatened by wealth, nor is his ability. It may even improve. Since I have said that expectations are formed by the emotions, then it is obviously the basic emotions themselves that must be manipulated, since the expectations are the frameworks formed by the emotions. This is the starting point. It is pointless to ignore the fact that you feel hatred, even though hatred is a distortion of a basic psychic mobility. Unless you learn never to distort the basic consciousness survival in terms of hatred, you will always have to deal with seemingly unresolved hatreds and aggressions. Aggressions are merely the result of energy not clearly directed, invalid survival patterns. If these aggressions are not handled with some degree of success, they will form themselves into expectations, where they will then let forth their power in the formation of unfortunate constructions. Emotions or emotional energy can be transformed rather easily from one to the other. The energy in hate can be utilized in love, for example. However, aggressions can be turned into constructive terms if care is used. Aggressions should be, as soon as possible after their recognition, turned into constructions. If not, consciously, you forget the aggression. The energy stores up until it explodes in what we call an unsupervised construction. Rupert's almost instant reaction following the GI notice was, here, excellent. The aggressive feeling, unharnessed, would have caused difficulties at the gallery and even in your personal relationship. His seeking out of his friend, your landlady, was beneficial, since in harmless talk and chatter, much aggressive energy was harmlessly constructed. The almost immediate bustling about in the apartment was even better. He was even geared for action and physical activity. A temper tantrum, such as dish throwing, would have been more effective than no action, though not the best sort of solution. The constructive changing around of the apartment was instinctively correct, however, as was your agreement in both of these instances. Physical activity is an excellent way of using and controlling the effect of aggressive reaction, and will prevent the buildup of aggressive emotions into unsupervised physical constructions, and also prevent the habitual piling up of such aggressions where detrimental constructions result continually. Except for disappointment in his writing, Rupert almost instinctively operates within a beneficial pattern in this respect, and you are certainly progressing. Nor is it foolish to consider improvements in your apartment under the circumstances of which we are speaking. I suggest your break. There is no getting around what I have said. Emotional power behind your expectations powers your expectations into physical reality. The subconscious, as you call it, represents a tremendous raw power that triggers forth into construction according to the expectations which you form from the emotions. The intellect should help you understand this power plant, so that you can switch your power where it is needed. The intellect should operate like an X-ray, enabling you to see inward. While many of your expectations are formed in childhood, no switch is really stuck in one position, and it is your prerogative to channel your emotional energy into whatever pattern for action you desire. It is extremely important, if difficult, to prove and to discover exactly what your present expectations are. Not your desires, but your expectations, for you only construct physically, the environment which you believe capable of construction. It has been said that oftentimes men's expectations are too high for their abilities. But indeed, expectations form abilities. And if expectations were higher, so would abilities flourish. These are all practical aspects concerning the construction of inner data into physical matter, and no more practical information could be given to you. I would suggest, Joseph, that you received the early idea that a true artist could not be wealthy. You knew subconsciously that you were an artist. The moment that you consciously realized you were an artist, you ceased the attempt to make good money, fearing it would rob you of your ability. Rob notes, by now Jane's delivery was becoming more forceful and animated, although she exhibited no voice changes of note. Seth, as long as you believe this, so will your expectations of reality become, in truth, reality. It goes without saying that if all of your energy goes into money-making, little will be left for painting. But this is a long stretch between this equation and the one that says that an artist must be poor. There is much leeway here. I would, if I may, suggest a reinforcement, unfortunately, in this sort of expectation. I would suggest on your part a rather illogical but perhaps understandable feeling of guilt involving your father. I would suggest indeed that perhaps you hesitate, as the first son, to be more financially solvent than your father is, and therefore in your own eyes symbolically shame him. Rob notes, Jane's voice had become suddenly very loud. The next word she uttered was the word indeed, beginning the next sentence. I wrote it down as usual, then, walking over to me, grinning but also intent, she took the pen from my hand. She herself wrote the word down at the top of the page, in letters 3/4 inch high, and underlined it heavily for emphasis with no uncertain terms. Indeed. Seth continuing, I would suggest also, if you will forgive me perhaps, a completely natural fear of incestuous relationship with your mother. Nothing would please her more than money, and you fear that if you made more money than your father, he would feel that you were doing this purposefully to take her away. Rob knows. Jane smiled broadly, facing me with one foot on a chair. Seth, now, what you would want to do with a 72-year-old woman is beyond me. Forgive my humor, since the subject is serious. I couldn't resist. But of all these psychological realities, color your expectations. Just as Rupert is entirely convinced that a writer of real merit cannot bear children. With him, however, the reinforcements are so perilously intertwined that I will make no attempt to straighten this out. His framework of personality is now so bound in this non-existent truth that it would be dangerous for me to tamper with it. You are secure as long as you put a good portion of energy into painting. But this distortive expectation of yours could end up making you bitter, even against your painting, because even when you are pleased with your work, it could tend definitely to prevent you in strong terms from seeking not only financial reward from it, but other satisfactions, as well as preventing you from showing it where such showing in galleries and exhibitions throughout the country is important. Such a veto upon exhibitions, for example, is not part of your distortive expectation now, but could easily become part of it. All expectations evolve, valid and invalid ones. I am not, as you should know, suggesting an 8-hour job. I am suggesting that you examine as objectively as possible your own basic expectations, for this will help you, and in a basic step, in changing them for the better. Your talent is indeed excellent, and of the highest quality. Many artists have produced and received profit from their productions. There is much work that you could do that could be compared to Rupert's science fiction, that is, commercial, in that it brings in money, and yet expresses an intuitive and creative part of the personality, and is not, as you say, hack work. In your field of art, you could do better now than he is in science fiction. Since you are more sure of how you get your efforts, and he is still not. Your fear of freelance work is mainly, but not entirely, caused by your distortive expectation. On the one hand, you fear making too much money while consciously you fear not making enough for the energy expanded. And I do mean expanded rather than extended. This expectation of yours, this fear of making money, is a strong element in your psychological makeup. And besides the reasons already given, there is a subconscious need to punish your mother. You realize that she pushed your father to make money, and no one, including yourself, will ever be allowed to do the same to you. So goes the inner reasoning. I point this out for your benefit. Again, I do not suggest that you rush out to get a full-time job or that you spend all your energies freelancing. Again, Rob notes, Jane took the pen from my hand and underlined the word all in the above sentence. Her voice was not so loud now. Are you having fun tonight? Seth, I am having a ball. It amuses me to have to point out these homely truths to you, and so that Rupert doesn't feel neglected, I'll get him again one of these days. I do suggest that with your abilities, if you straighten out your expectations, that you can be much more comfortably situated, and that you will be if you straighten out your expectations. I also suggest that you subconsciously and consciously knew from the first that Rupert's expectations along these lines coincide exactly with your own. You reinforced each other beautifully. Anything you gave him was more than he had, and much more than he ever expected. This is also quite important, and your mother knows this. That is why, at times, she suspects that Rupert is in league with you against her, as indeed he is. You are bending over backward not to make money, both of you, though this is somewhat more understandable on Rupert's part, at least since his training is not as specific. When either of you demand or request more money, you feel like thieves. Rupert has yet to manage his ability competently, but you have, except for this distortive expectation, which colors your constructions. It did not you see before you realized that you were basically an artist, because then the two elements of talent and money were not in contact. You could have made a much less painful transition between complete commercialism and painting than you did. But here, at a crucial moment, was starry-eyed Rupert, with his ideas of poverty-stricken artist, and you can carry on from there. I do not believe it possible myself, because of your makeup, that you will ever be a millionaire, though I could be wrong. But with the same expenditure of energy, you could be much better off with a change in expectation and the resultant change in the direction of your energy construction. Now, Rupert has also his fear of money. He fears that it will be taken away and therefore is afraid of having it to begin with. This is a highly ridiculous notion caused by an infantile interpretation of events in his grandfather's life, and also by the fear that his mother would steal him blind of everything that he possesses. He will write a story otherwise not only excellent but sellable, and put in one or two lines and a tinge throughout the tale to make it unsellable. Since this sort of expectation allies you both should try to overcome it. Since if one doesn't, there would be a troublesome, though not critical, discrepancy that could at least temporarily bother your relationship. If your hand is tired, I will give you a break or the end the session. Well, it's getting tired, notes Rob. True, I had taken down the last few pages at top speed. Seth, I will then end the session, as Rupert is somewhat annoyed with me. Also, he fears that too much typing takes time from your work. Need I say that such material is extremely useful and that knowledge is seldom so easily gained? I bid you a fond good evening. Rob. End at 11:06. Jane said she was strongly dissociated. Seth, she said, let her smoke as much as she wanted to, merely so that it would be easier for him to keep her so well in tow. I barely had a chance to relax my hand, and Jane and I had just begun to discuss the session when Seth came through again. Jane dictated in a quiet voice while sitting across from me at 11:08. Seth, it is not a case of coldly going after money, but rather a case of naturally expecting that ability will bring its natural physical constructions in terms of physical satisfaction. Rob notes ended in 1109. Seth had not said too much about the house adventure, so Jane and I were discussing this when he came through again. Again, Jane dictated while sitting down, resuming 1115. Seth, Rupert sensed during your third visit to the house the mood of the people surrounding it. You did also. If you had taken the house, you would have moved in on the 13th, and it would have worked out very well because your expectations would have then built it up. I have tried to build your expectations. Before our sessions, you would have been satisfied with less, but would have made an excellent go of this. I admit that I tried in some ways to influence you both, but without your acceptance and practical acceptance of this idea of owning property and house, and I do mean practical, signature on the dotted line acceptance, you would have gotten nowhere with your desire for a home of your own. As for children, I do not consider 15-year-olds children. Nevertheless, beyond the 13th date and for psychological reasons, the house will not be available to you. You had to see in concrete terms exactly what your expectations were, and the house represented at that time the height of your expectations, if not the height of your desire. Nevertheless, again, you would have made an excellent project of it. Both of you changed your expectations when faced by them in concrete terms. I will not go into this now. This is a short postscript only. The energy released in the expansion of expectation can be used to advantage in your work, as well as in the natural construction of the expectations that always follow. Rob notes end at 1119. Jane was dissociated as usual. As she put it, she had been out all night.